This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 17th. God's word to you today is Father's Love. Our scripture reading is taken from John 8, verse 32, and it says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." God has blessed you, and no one can reverse it. Yesterday, we showed from the example of Balak that the people of this world are wise. Balak felt threatened by Israel, but instead of calling his generals into array, he sent them to bring Balaam, a prophet of God. Balak knew that except God removes his hand from his people, they will remain unstoppable. It is important to note that at this point in the journey of the children of Israel, they were literally in rebellion. At this time, when everybody in the world was afraid of them, when they were so strong and powerful, they were literally living in rebellion. God had told them to enter into the promised land, and they had refused. So God had said they would perambulate in the wilderness for 40 years. They were not in the perfect will of God for their lives. Before this encounter with Balak, these people had even worshipped the brass serpent, and God had to deal with them. But this is how God describes them in Numbers 23, verse 24. "These people rise up like a lioness, like a majestic lion rousing itself. They refuse to rest until they have feasted on prey, drinking the blood of the slaughtered. Yet they did not have everything together. There were things in their lives that God was dealing with and tackling. But these people saw them as powerful, and the prophet said he wanted to be like them. Yet God declared them righteous." The key thing here for you and I, and you need to get this, is that as children of God, what is between you and God is between you and God. He is your father. God is not going to push you out to the dogs because he is dealing with you on an issue. Sadly, this is where a lot of children of God get it wrong. People think that God is just one angry man that has a whip in his hands. But in reality, God is not. God is love. Yes, God is dealing with you on that issue. And yes, he does not like what you have done. But when the enemies come, God will protect you like the apple of his eyes. In other words, God's protection over you is based on reflex. He does not even think about it. He just moves on your behalf. You are God's prized possession. I need you to understand this. What is between you and God is between you and God. For those that are parents, if your child does something wrong and you are chastising the child, does that mean you will deliberately put your child in harm's way or open that child up to attack? God is saying that if you that are natural know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more God? Is God not better than you? Let us pray. Father, your unconditional love sets me free this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.